sins be forgot and never brought to mind. Should all acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne. Auld Lang Syne is a familiar tune that is normally associated with and sung around the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve. It is sung to remember and reminisce on what once was, as we have seen in the past year, while also beginning to look ahead. There can be a longing to go back to where things are known and a hesitancy to go into the unknown. Or, for many, like for 2020, it is a time to go running into the unknown, not concerned about what lies ahead, but just wanting to leave what has passed. Auld Lang Syne reminds us, those who hear it, that it is terrifying to go into things unknown when we are still remembering and grieving what we have known and have experienced in the past. It can be easier to stay in the past. Samuel keeps holding on to what has happened in the past. He is attached to the world where Saul was chosen to be the king of the Israelites. Saul was chosen to be the king of the Israelites by the Israelites, based on his appearance. But as the king, Saul did not do as God called him to do for the people or the battles he fought. Saul did not follow through with what God asked him to do, which God then decided that God would call someone else to be king instead of letting the Israelites choose again. And when Samuel heard and saw all of this happen, he grieved what once was before. Samuel grieved the loss of the life he had when Saul was king and longed to go back to that life as much as he could because he knew it. He's overwhelmed and enraptured in his grief and sadness about the loss of Saul's kingship that he cannot think about what could be possible in the new life under a new king. He cannot fathom what could be fruitful and good for the Israelites in this new time. He expresses concern about what will come about if he were to anoint a new king. What about Saul? He will surely kill me if I do this. If he anoints a new king, his life is endangered. He's frozen in fear because of it. He is scared of what could happen. What will Saul do? How will the Saul and the Israelites react? Samuel cannot see past the disappointment of the plans that have changed with Saul rejected, and that he does not know what will come to fruition now. He does not know what will happen next. He grieves and longs for the life of knowing what will happen. He cannot see past what once was. It can be easier to long for the life we used to have. If you are like me, uncertainty in life can be scary and overwhelming to think about. It feels uncomfortable to step into and live in an unknown situation. So many questions rolling around heads and heads about unknown answers and results. As with Samuel in this time of grief over Saul, it seems easier to want to go back to what we know and what was comfortable because we know what happened, because we've experienced it. Auld Lang Syne reminds us of what we have seen and experienced when it is sung with friends and families every year. which is why it is connected to New Year's. Author John Green writes that it acknowledges human longing. If you are like me, when I hear or sing it myself, I feel a sense of yearning to go back to what I have seen in the last year, because I now know what has happened. Even if it wasn't easy to do it the first time, it feels more comfortable because I now know what has happened. If you are like me, it is a struggle to step into the next year because of all the unknown and leaving behind what is known. It can be easier to stay in the past and want to go back because we have seen it and know what has happened. As we continue to live in a time of COVID with what seems to be no end in sight, some of us might have a sense of wanting to go back to life as it was before COVID shut down life as we knew it. A time where fear of who may be sick was not as prevalent, or having to be concerned for sick loved ones and if it is safe to see them, where it seems safer to travel. For most of us, life seemed less complicated. We know what it was like, and it appeared to be more simple. Like Samuel, it is easier to long for the life we once had when we cannot see or know what lies ahead of us. But even when Samuel was still grieving and did not know what lay ahead in his world, God was with him and called him to move into new life ahead of him. God asked him why he was still dwelling on Saul when God was calling someone else. God called Samuel to move away from that past of Saul and into the world of what will come, even when it is not known. We can't stay here. God tells Samuel that he cannot stay in that deep, overwhelming grief forever, and that God will go and be present with him in the journey forward. Samuel isn't alone during this time. God tells Samuel that God has plans for the people of Israel and has already chosen the new king, who will lead them into the journey forward. God knows the way forward. God knows the way and the road ahead for the people of Israel. God doesn't leave the people alone. And Samuel puts his trust in God to follow what God commands. When God tells Samuel to get up and go, Samuel gets up from his deep grief and sadness, then continues on to Bethlehem to go to Jesse and his sons. He doesn't dwell in the overwhelming grief forever, but follows what God has in store for him. When Samuel examines everyone that was presented to him, he asks if there were more present. David is then brought into the field where he was caring for the sheep, and God tells Samuel to anoint him as God's chosen. Samuel trusts God to listen to God and anoint the one who will be king. Samuel doesn't know what will happen with Saul or how David will reign the Israelites, but he trusts God enough to know that God is present in the moment to bless and anoint David. God works through Samuel to anoint David, even when Samuel does not know what will come about in the future. God calls to live into the new Samuel to live into the new life that is before him. And just like Samuel, God calls us to live into a new life. God calls us to step out of the past and into the new path ahead. Life ahead is unknown, but God calls us and is calling us to move into that time. God is already there to be with us in those times, and God doesn't leave us alone. In the midst of COVID, being in a time of constant unknown for over a year and a half at this point, it is easier to look back on life before COVID happened and long to go back to that time. But just like Samuel, God calls us to stop looking back to what happened before and start into the future. We cannot stay and grieve what has happened in the past, but we'll step into the unknown time ahead. And God will never leave us alone in the unknown. We step into new opportunities that look foreign now, and God leads us into the new life and calls us to move out of the deep grief that is there. God wants us to travel into the new future and reminds us that God is already there with us. Auld Lang Syne allows us to look back, but then reminds us to move into the new life ahead, and that many things are happening and already happening. It doesn't stop reminding us of the past, but that life lies ahead, which is why I think it needs to be connected to more than New Year's, but to remind us of life in general. It is a reminder that God has already been present with us in past struggles and triumphs, and will continue to be in the future. God never leaves us alone. Life has been good and difficult, but there is so much ahead to look forward to, and God is there to be with us. John Green writes, "We live in hope that life will get better, and more importantly, that it will go on, that love will survive even though we will not. Life goes on, challenges we face in life will not last forever. But even in the challenges and good times, we can believe that God's love and presence is forever and is always here and everywhere with us in both the known and unknown times. When all we want to do is look back at what has passed, God walks with us and never leaves us alone on the road into the future ahead."